Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. It is Friday. It is Friday. What is today? Friday the 14th, right? It's not the 13th. No, Friday the 15th. There we go. Friday the 15th. Welcome back to my show, The Root, The Root, The Root's on Fire, coming to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all of this country by USA Radio Network. I've got a new column that's coming out, nationally syndicated by Crater Syndicate this weekend, and you'll be the first to hear it. It is titled, The Democrat Plan to Steal the Midterms, Say Goodbye to Biden, and Hello to King Kong Monkey COVID. Do you think the GOP will win a landslide victory in the November midterms? Do you think it'll be a cakewalk? Boy, are you naive. I've been warning about what's coming for many months on my nationally syndicated radio show, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network, and you're all witnesses, by the way. It's all starting to happen just as my crystal ball predicted. First, I've been warning nonstop that Democrats are planning to steal the 2022 midterms, just like they stole the 2020 presidential election. More on that in a moment. Second, I've been warning that Democrats and their PR wing in the mainstream media are planning to bring back COVID hysteria again, just in time to steal the 2022 midterm election. This is perfect timing to demand universal mail-in ballots with no voter ID or signature match to steal the midterms. Third, I've been warning that Democrats would find a way to force Joe Biden out of office and then blame this whole economic disaster on him and only him, thereby deflecting blame from the Democrat Congress. Don't look now, but it's all starting to happen. The signs are all there. First, COVID. It's back. Just as I predicted for many months, just read the tea leaves. The WHO, World Health Organization, just recommended indoor masks for everyone all over again. New York just mandated indoor masks again. Los Angeles just announced today they're mandating indoor masks starting in 2 weeks. Both cities claim to be inundated with COVID cases. More tea leaves to read. China just shut down all their Macau casinos. In the UK, the media is warning of new lockdowns coming. Biden's HHS secretary is warning of a bad COVID outbreak this fall. Then there's monkeypox. The gay community is panicking in New York City and San Francisco. They're lined up for monkeypox vaccines. There aren't enough to go around. And in a new outbreak of Marburg virus in Africa, it's deadly. So far, there are two victims. Both are dead. And polio is showing up again all around the world. From Africa to Ukraine, traces of polio virus have even been found in the wastewater of London. Oh, it's coming. You can see the tsunami forming. Remember, Democrats never let a crisis go to waste. Whether it's a new scarier variant of COVID, or a merger of monkey COVID, or King Kong COVID, or polio, or Marburg, or a combination of polio-Marburg, Democrats and their PR wing, the mainstream media, will soon be inundating you with scary news to make you hysterical, hide in your home for months, mask up, and get your 25th vaccine. This is how they will try to cheat Reagan, steal the midterms with millions of fake mail-in ballots. It's the 2020 game plan, but updated with much scarier names. Then there's Pardue to change the narrative of a GOP landslide. For those who don't know French, Pardue means part two. Everyone wants Biden gone, even most Democrat voters. I predicted for weeks that Democrats would soon throw Grandpa from the plane. Once again, read the tea leaves. I was right. The media's turned against Biden. Suddenly, they're reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop. It's clear they're laying the groundwork for Biden's departure. Democrats need a scapegoat. They have to blame this mess on someone. Joe Biden is a target-rich environment, meaning he's a helpless, feeble old man with dementia who belongs in a nursing home. The only question is timing. My prediction? Democrats will most likely find a reason to remove Biden or force his resignation before the midterms. Why? First, to change the narrative before the midterms. Blame it all on Biden. It's all his fault, and he's gone now. Second, if they wait until after the midterms, they may be facing a GOP majority unwilling to confirm the new VP when they bump Kamala up to number one. The Democrats will make Kamala president for now, but they'll cut a deal with her. She will get the coveted title President of the United States for her resume. In return, she'll agree to step down within 1 year to allow the new VP to become president. The VP they pick for Kamala will be the chosen one for 2024. My best guest, California's egomaniac governor and tyrant extraordinaire Gavin Newsom, or maybe Hillary Clinton, or maybe Michelle Obama, or Transportation Secretary Pete Butthead, the bumbling, embarrassing stay-at-home mom. That's the short list. I know one thing. Neither Biden nor Kamala can ever be on the 2024 ticket, or Trump will win a landslide victory. Democrats know this, too. The plan to steal the midterms is in the works. Say hello to King Kong COVID and mail-in voting. Say goodbye to the man from dementia. If all that doesn't work out, there's always the option of pushing Putin into World War III. But trust me, Democrats aren't going to just sit back and allow a GOP landslide. These aren't run-of-the-mill Democrats. These aren't your grandfather's Democrats. These aren't your father's Democrats. These are radical communist traitors running today's Democrat Party, and communists never willingly give up power. So please don't be naive and assume that you're going to win a landslide, Republicans are going to win a landslide. It's just not true. We got our work cut out for us. They're going to try and steal it as sure as I'm standing here. All right, so lots of big news stories today. I can't think of any of them that are bigger than what's going on with COVID. Okay, I could spend the next 3 hours talking about COVID, and how the COVID vaccine is killing and injuring and disabling and crippling so many millions around the world and so many hundreds of thousands in the United States. But I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to tell you what's happening with the officials who run the CDC and the FDA, because everyone's now admitting they're lying about everything. So here's the latest article out. U.S. public health agencies aren't following the science, officials say. People are getting bad advice and we can't say anything. This is mass murder. Okay, they know the vaccine's deadly and dangerous. They know, and they know it doesn't work at all. It doesn't prevent COVID. Andrew got a good chance of being crippled or disabled or dead. And yet they won't tell you. They know. Look at this article. The calls and the text messages are relentless. On the other end are doctors and scientists at the top levels of the FDA, CDC, and NIH, National Institute of Health. They are frustrated, exasperated, and alarmed about the direction of the agencies to which they devoted their careers. It's like a horror film I'm being forced to watch, and I can't close my eyes, one senior FDA official lamented. People are getting bad advice, and we can't say anything. That particular FDA doctor was referring to two recent developments inside the agency. First, how with no solid clinical data, the agency authorized COVID vaccines for infants and toddlers, including those who already had COVID. And second, the fact that just months before, the FDA bypassed their own external experts to authorize booster shots for young children. That doctor is hardly alone. At the NIH, National Institute of Health, doctors and scientists complain about low morale and lower staffing. The NIH's Vaccine Research Center has had many of its senior scientists leave over the last year, including the director, deputy director, and chief medical officer. They have no leadership right now. Suddenly, there's an enormous number of jobs opening up at the highest level positions, one NIH scientist told us. The people who spoke to us would only agree to be quoted anonymously, of course, citing that their whole careers would be destroyed. The CDC has experienced a similar exodus. There's been a large amount of turnover. Morale is low. Things have become so political. So what are we there for? Said one high-level official at the CDC. Another CDC scientist told us, I used to be proud to tell people I work at the CDC. Now I'm embarrassed. Why are they embarrassed? In short, bad science. The longer answer, the heads of their agencies are using weak or flawed data to make critically important public health decisions. That such decisions are being driven by what's politically palatable to people in power in the Biden administration, and that they have a myopic focus on one virus instead of overall health. Nowhere has the problem been clearer or the stakes higher than on the official public health policy of the United States regarding children and COVID. First, they demanded young children be masked in school. On this score, the agencies were wrong. Compelling studies found schools that masked children had no different rates of transmission. And for social and linguistic development, children need to see the faces of others. Next came school closures. The agencies were wrong, and catastrophically wrong. Poor and minority children suffered learning loss with an 11-point drop in math scores alone and a 20% drop in math pass rates. There are dozens of statistics of this kind. Then they ignored natural immunity. Wrong again. The vast majority of children have already had COVID, but this has made no difference in the mandates for childhood vaccines. And now, by mandating vaccines and boosters for young, healthy people with no strong supporting data, these agencies are further eroding public trust. Folks, do you understand what's going on here? Anybody listening, any doctor listening, any patient listening, you listening to your doctor, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the Biden administration, they're lying about everything, about the vaccine and about COVID and about masks and about lockdowns. This is like Nazi Germany 1938 all over again. This is the Soviet Union all over again. Lies and propaganda. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. This is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you.
Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Diabetes, high blood pressure.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. They've been with us for just under 2 years now. Fantastic program. And I've been on it almost 2 years on the program because, of course, the moment they started their ad campaign, I signed a contract with them to be on their program. And I immediately lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly dangerous inner body visceral fat you don't know you have, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And my wonderful executive producer and vice president, Andrew Paul, is a very skinny guy. He lost 38 pounds of inner body fat. He looks like a marathon runner, and he lost 38 pounds of fat that he didn't know he had, just like I lost 25 pounds of fat I didn't know I had. Amazing. John and Chelsea Jubilee, the owners of Energized Health. It's great stuff, Energized Health, and you want to get involved, so give them a call. Go to energizedhealth.com. Actually, give them a click at energizedhealth.com. Talk to them about their Energized Health Transformation Program. Discover all the breakthroughs they've got. No medication, no painful exercise, no restrictive yo-yo diets. Since 1997, John Jubilee has helped thousands of exhausted, mature men live healthy lives of vitality and deep satisfaction. By the way, programs for both men and women, but they've got a program right now just for men, a challenge. Go check it out. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and it's free, energizedhealth.com. Click on the men's event, energizedhealth.com. Tell them I sent you. All right, lots to talk about. There's an article out about the 7 ways American sheep have been manipulated with vaccine misinformation by the dishonest establishment. You know, that's where I left off. And so, number one, I want to go over this list here. I have not read it myself. I downloaded it. I saw the title. Number one, sheep have been brainwashed by the, quote, safe and effective mantra that's a bold-faced lie, but has been repeated so many times by the CDC and the mainstream media that most people believe it. There's nothing safe or effective about the vaccines. Number two, because the homeopathic theory of vaccines works, they don't suspect that the U.S. government and the CDC have turned them into bioweapons for population reduction.
Number three, people believe and don't ever question because they've all been dumbed down enough by the heavy metal toxins in the vaccines and fluoride in the tap water and pesticides in conventional produce and grains. So nobody questions the establishment. Number four, people go along because they're terrified by germs, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens that are all part of the virus mania propaganda pandemic. Number five, fake and faulty clinical trials by Big Pharma are published and easy to find in Google. Fake ones. Number six, mainstream media, including TV, newspaper, websites, and thousands of quack medical doctors and nurses constantly and fervently recommend the vaccine. They're all on the payroll. And number seven, people believe because the FDA approves them or says they're okay for emergency use only, they're okay. And you know what? They left one out. That's seven. What about number eight? The number one thing is you would never take a vaccine if you knew you never needed it. If you knew that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine work like a miracle against COVID, why? And so do vitamins, by the way. Therapeutics like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and then vitamins like vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin. And I would add in kyolic garlic. I take massive doses of black garlic. I take massive doses of silver, structured silver. I take massive doses of probiotics and lysine. All of those are very effective in general against viruses. All of those build your immune system. All of those reduce inflammation. If you take them and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and you knew that the odds are pretty good that you'd either never get COVID or if you got it, it would be like a 24-hour or 48-hour event, just like getting a cold, you wouldn't care about the vaccines. Just like I've never gotten a flu shot in my life. Why? Because I take lots of vitamins and I don't think I'll ever get the flu, and I never did. Why would I care about a flu vaccine? And by the way, I've said this over the years, long before COVID ever came around, I used to say on this show, every person I ever meet who's sick with the flu, I say, did you get a flu vaccine? And every one of them says yes. And they're home with the flu right now. And I go, gee, is that funny to you? You got the flu vaccine, you have the flu? And they always go, I never thought about that. Really? Because I never take the flu vaccine and I never get the flu. That's what I said to all of them for 20 years. I've never taken a flu vaccine, I never get the flu. You all take the flu vaccine, and within 2 weeks, you're sick with the flu. I don't think it works too well. So it's not like it's this COVID vaccine. The flu vaccine's a joke. You don't need it. You need vitamin C. Lots of it. You need vitamin D, zinc. It's just insane. Why would you need a vaccine if you have the right levels of vitamins and you eat healthy and work out? Healthy lifestyle, you don't need vaccine. So many other things to tell you about. They just caught a guy who's in charge of mail-in ballots for the U.S. Postal Service, was caught trying to meet a teen boy for sex, and he admitted to the camera, I am a pedophile. This is your Democrat Party, this is your United States Postal Service, this is your government at work, and these are the people in charge of the mail-in ballots. You think, do you believe anything that comes out of the mouth of a guy who says, oh yeah, mail-in ballots are safe and they're fine, and they're safe and effective like the COVID vaccine. We don't steal elections. Oh, by the way, what do you like? Little boys. Oh, I really believe anything you have to say. We'll be right back.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bottom line is this trip is about, once again, positioning America in this region for the future. We are not going to leave a vacuum in the Middle East for Russia or China to fill.
President Biden's comments in Saudi Arabia on Friday
Biden meeting with Saudi officials where he said they discussed energy security, opening Saudi's airspace to Israel, and human rights. Fresh off a trip to the Texas border with Mexico, a group of Republican senators say they're shocked at what they saw. The expedition was led by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
Dead bodies that, frankly, are not the kind of thing that any of us want to look at, but it is the reality.
The senator blaming the Biden administration for the problems on the U.S.-Mexico border. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
everyone. Welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. The sponsor of this show. People often say to me, Wayne, you have so many sponsors. It's because I got the hottest show in the world. That's why. Hottest host in the world, hottest show in the world. Now this show will be 7 days a week on television. 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, on Mike Lindell TV, starting in about a week, maybe sooner. Depends how quick we get the equipment put in. But certainly in the next week or two, we're on Mike Lindell TV at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific each day for an hour, just like I used to be in the Newsmax days. And then on top of that, that's an hour of my radio show grabbed with the camera on to make it look like a TV show, right? But now I'm getting my own real TV show separate from the radio show called America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root, America's Voice Network, and that will air. We don't have all the times nailed down yet, but most probably Friday evenings and Saturday afternoons, and maybe repeating on Saturday night as well. So three more runs of that show in addition to the five-day-a-week show on Mike Lindell TV in addition to 3 hours a day of radio. So actually TV will be 5 hours a week on Lindell and then maybe 3 hours on Real America's Voice Network on the weekend. So we're talking about 8 hours a week of TV. Lots of stuff going on. This show is sponsored by Take Action Tour Fundraiser. There are imminent threats to our republic, election fraud, open borders, human trafficking. We're going to have a fundraiser to take back our nation, and it's going on at the Ahern Hotel. It's going to be a black tie fundraiser on Saturday, July 23rd, Saturday, July 23rd, starring yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root, as the MC of the evening, and Tom Homan, the former acting director of ICE, and Mark Fincham, Arizona State Representative, candidate for Secretary of State. Polls today showed he's got a big lead. He's Trump-endorsed, has a big lead for Secretary of State of Arizona. Seth Keschel, retired U.S. Army captain, who has a lot to say about voter fraud. And many more. Saturday, July 23rd, Ahern Hotel, black tie fundraiser to benefit Pathway Research and Education, IRS-approved 501c3, focusing on domestic security, election security, and ending human slavery. Get your tickets at takeactiontour.us. That's takeactiontour.us. Grab tickets for next Saturday's event, Black Tie, TakeActionTour.us. My guest is here, Steve Grammas, who's president of the Las Vegas Police Protective Association, a union representing Las Vegas Metro police officers. Steve Grammas, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Thanks so much, Wayne. I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I had a chance to meet you face-to-face for the first time. We've spoken many times, and you've been on my show several times, but we got a chance to meet last Friday, a week ago, at the President Trump event. You emceed the roundtable event right before Trump came up on the stage with Sheriff Joe Lombardo for governor, Adam Laxalt for Senate, and another couple of public safety officers. You did a very fine job, so congratulations to you. Great job.
Buddy, like I said at the event, I definitely got a face for radio, not for live, but it worked out. It was very fun.
It all worked out. And the Las Vegas Police Protective Association, the reason you're on the show today, is there's a judge here in Las Vegas, Erica Ballou, who made some really derogatory comments about police while sitting on the bench, and you're calling for the judge to step down, and you're calling for an ethics investigation. I just find it amazing that there's only one form of racism in America. If you're white, anything you say is racism. And if you're black and you say something terrible about policemen or white people or the way policemen treat black people, that's okay. That's not racist in any way, shape, or form. Tell everyone what she said, because I find it disgraceful and disgusting. Shoot, go ahead, man.
So while she was talking to a defendant that was facing probation revocation, and the reason he was back before the court was for battery on a police officer, she was talking to him and made the comments basically that, you know, you're a black man in America. You don't want to be around the cops. I'm a middle-aged, middle-income, or middle-class black female. And I don't want to be around the cops either, because I don't know if I'll come out of it alive. And, you know, listen, what people say in their own private time, even in the judge's chambers, wherever you want to do it, whatever beliefs you want to have, no one can say anything about that. But when you take the bench, you now are bound by a code of ethics. You do not have the freedom to just go ahead and disparage groups, make comments about people, allude to the fact that police officers just kill people randomly for no reason. And that's why we jumped in so quick and asked for her to be for her to resign and for the Ethics Commission to do what they're supposed to do, which is discipline and sanction her.
Well, first of all, it's such a wrong-headed comment. You know, in other words, once people on the left repeat something enough times, they believe it's fact in their little devious, mentally ill, evil minds. They believe it's fact if you just lie and lie and lie or repeat a lie. I have seen so many stats, Steve Grammas, that indicate that in America, it's so rare that a white policeman ever shoots a black man, let alone an innocent black man. It's so rare that it's much more likely that a police officer will shoot a white innocent man than a black innocent man. And I guess that's because they're so scared at this point that if you pull the trigger and the defendant is black, or the alleged criminal is black, the perp is black, you might wind up in court, you might wind up in prison, you might lose your home, your family might, you know, run for their lives. I think cops are scared to death to ever pull the trigger against a black suspect now because of BLM. It's hard to carry out the law. So the point is, it's wrong-headed to say that there's so many policemen killing black people. It's just not true.
Yeah, you know, it's we've been listening to this for the last several years in law enforcement, and we know the truth is that unfortunately, no matter the color of the suspect, they make the decision as to whether an officer uses lethal force. No cop goes to work and says, boy, I really hope I get involved in a violent encounter today. Boy, I hope I have the potential to not go home today, see my family. But whether white, black, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. They dictate what happens, and the officers respond in fear of safety for their own lives or the lives of others. And, you know, it is disparaging when a judge, again, uses that platform that is supposed to be the scales of justice are blind and makes comments like that about a group like police officers that are overwhelmingly supported and overwhelmingly the citizens are happy they have their police departments. And it's not the right thing for a judge to do.
No, it's not the right thing for a judge to do. And I, by the way, to add one comment to the one you made, the policemen don't wake up. I don't think they ever wake up and say, gee, I want to shoot a black man today. It's the most ridiculous, offensive, silly thing I've ever heard in my life. Nobody that I know of ever, and I know so many white cops in my lifetime, nobody ever wakes up and says, gee, I hope I can shoot a black guy today. This is all like in the minds of little. What cops wake up and do is they want to help save black people in black neighborhoods and save the lives and protect the lives and defend the lives in bad neighborhoods of high crime neighborhoods of the people they're defending who are mostly blacks. I think white cops do a heroic job of defending good, honest, law-abiding black citizens. That's all I can say about the matter. Any disagreement by you?
No, you know, I mean, white cops, black cops, Hispanic cops, white citizen, black. A police officer puts a badge on no matter the color of themselves, no matter the color of the community they're serving, because they want to serve and they want to help. And it's unfortunate that groups will take a stance that some police officers, or all police officers for some folks, are only there for one reason, and that's to harm certain people when, you know,
crazy.
Again, The biggest goal is they go home at the end of the night, and that's what they always hope for, and they hope they do it in the safest way possible, and sometimes that's not possible. But, yeah, very upset with her comments and how she painted the picture of police officers, and that's why she's got to go.
Right, because like you said, if she happens to say something derogatory about cops at a party, I guess that's her business. She says it in her household to her husband, that's her business. But to say it on the bench, then how would any cop believe you could come in front of her and get a fair trial? Or how would any prosecutor believe a criminal could come in front of her who was arrested by the police and she would ever take the police's side? All her rulings would be anti-police and anti-prosecutor. If that's my assumption when I hear someone say something like that, they are completely biased, and that's something a judge can never be.
No doubt about it. But that is the concern. Being in the courts that she is in and seeing the criminal cases that she sees, almost every criminal complaint has a law enforcement police officer aspect to it. And going into it now, every officer thinks that they're on the defense because the judge has a preconceived notion of police. And that's why, you know, she can't be there. She cannot hear criminal cases. She's made it very clear. And we have other videos that we're working on from other diatribes of her that she is speaking on the bench that she shouldn't. We'll be releasing those hopefully next week. And people are going to see that this they elected this woman, and whatever they thought they were getting, they're getting someone that is pro-criminal, not pro-citizen, not pro-cop, and is doing everything she can to make sure that criminals can stay out, stay active, and keep victimizing the city.
Yeah, I mean, I believe she's the same one that was caught with a BLM button on like a year ago. Is that not correct? I believe I have my information right. Didn't she have a Black Lives Matter button on while a judge? Or maybe it was while she was a public defender before she made it on the bench. But either way, whether you're a public defender, a prosecutor, or a judge, you can't put a political button on. How is BLM not a political organization? Of course it is. It's very political, and it's very wrong to have any sort of a Trump button, or I hate Trump button, or I love BLM, or I hate BLM. None of those should be on a judge's gown, or should be on a prosecutor's outfit, or on a public defender's outfit. It's all outrageous that we allow people to get away with this stuff on the left. Terrible. But at least we've got Steve Grammas, president of the Las Vegas Police Protective Association, on the job and ready to do battle, the union representing Las Vegas Metro Police. Look, we're conservatives, and we back the blue. We always support you, Steve. Thanks for all you do. God bless.
We appreciate you, buddy. Take care.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne on the Roof back with you here on USA Radio Network. Wayne on the Roof, Ron Unfiltered. Today is Friday, the 15th of July. Can you imagine? July's almost done. It's already time for my birthday next Wednesday. Coming up fast. Time is flying, man. Flying. Go Get Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Hint, hint, Colgate Capital. That would be a really nice birthday present for Wayne Root. $15,000 in free silver. Come on. Are you listening, Colgate Capital? Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA. 100% insured. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Who does that? Only a Wayne Root advertiser, because I tell them, do something that wows my clients. So keep in mind, they're not giving you $15,000 free. If you buy a certain amount of gold, you get up to $15,000 in free silver. So you have to buy to get it, but that's okay. That's a great deal. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Tell Goldgate Capital Wayne Root sent you. So here's another, you know, what do I keep saying again and again and again, right? I always say that the Democrat Party is being bribed by China, the Chinese Communist Party. It's bought, sold, owned by the Democrat Party, lock, stock, and barrel, and the Mexican drug cartel. Nobody would just leave the border open like that. It's no such thing. Nobody in their right mind would leave the border open unless they're being paid to leave the border open. Democrats are selling us out. And by the way, I always get emails saying, Wayne, you're always criticizing Democrats. We hate them too. But the rhinos are selling us out too, Rain. So, okay, I'm saying it. The rhinos are selling us out too. There's plenty of rhinos that must be taking the Mexican drug cartel money and the Chinese money. But in the end, it's not the same. It's the Democrats who get all the money. Because if they're in the majority, they leave the border open. Now, to back up what I'm saying, the reason I brought this up, here's an article about the gigantic cash gap in Senate races around the country. You know, they're all predicting we're going to win the Senate. Meanwhile, in Georgia, you got literally a communist running on the Democrat side. This guy, Warnock, is a communist. He's raised $17 million. Whereas Herschel Walker, the famous Herschel Walker, has raised $6.2 million to $17 million for the Democrat. How about in Ohio, right? The kid Vance in Ohio. He's a famous author, J.D. Vance, very famous for writing a book about kind of white middle-class people, much like my book, Angry White Male. He wrote a book about middle-class people from Appalachia, and Trump endorsed him. He's raised $2 million. His opponent, Ryan, has raised, Tim Ryan's raised $9 million. Cortez Masto here in Nevada has raised $7.5 million. Adam Laxalt is like a celebrity, right? Everyone knows the Laxalt name in Nevada. He's raised $2.8 million, or $7.5. This is crazy, folks. And same thing, we assume, because he's going to be reporting later today, Mehmet Oz, meaning Dr. Oz, has not reported his fundraising total as of midday Friday, but there's no way he's going to match John Fetterman's $11 million raised in this quarter. $11 million. He's not going to beat that. So you're talking about a super celebrity, Dr. Oz, can't raise the money of John Fetterman. Who the F is John Fetterman? He's not only a nobody, but he got a major heart attack. And they gave him a pacemaker. He was sitting in a hospital for 2 weeks. That's the worst candidate I've ever heard of. And first of all, by the way, back to the vaccine story. In all the years I've been in politics, right? I'm going to be 61 years old. I've been in politics since I'm three. Handing out literature for Barry Goldwater in my father's arms in 1964 in Mount Vernon, New York. That's how long I've been in politics, literally. As a little kid, I was practically running political campaigns alongside my parents. And I've never heard of a candidate in the middle of an election having a heart attack, in the middle of a campaign, ever. In the history of America, I've never heard of it. And yet, this guy's vaccinated, triple vaccinated Fetterman. He has a heart attack in the middle of the campaign. Young man in his 50s, I think he's like 51, 52, has a heart attack. Never heard of that in the history of politics. Just like I've never heard of any athlete dropping dead of a heart attack. And it's happening all the time now. And, of course, a lot of retired athletes in their 40s and 50s are dropping dead left and right. They're all vaccinated. That's what they have in common. You don't want to investigate it, don't investigate it. But don't tell me I don't have a right to talk about it. The more people that drop dead, the more I'm going to keep talking about it. You want to not investigate it? You want to make believe you whistle by the graveyard? It's not happening. That's fine. All the big shots in this country want to make believe, just nothing to see here, just go on by. Well, you know what? There is something to see. More people are dropping dead of heart attacks than anyone's ever seen in the history of the world. And when they do autopsies, they're pulling blood clots that are like a football field long out of their bodies. It's the most disgusting thing you've ever seen. They have blood clots that are like feet long. It is gross. And that is from spike proteins bunching up and causing massive blood clots in your body. All right, back from the vaccine talk to the dollar figure. Why is Warnock, a total commie, raising $17 million, and Herschel Walker, one of the most famous football players in history, only raised $6 million? Why is Tim Ryan, a nobody, raising $9 million, and J.D. Vance, a famous author and celebrity, raising only $2 million? Why is Cortez Masto raising $7.5 million, Adam Laxalt only $2.8 million? Why is Mehmet Dr. Oz, I assume, raising less than the $11 million of John Fetterman? And the answer is, they're getting money from the Mexican drug cartel and the Chinese Communist Party as sure as I'm standing here. The Democrat Party is stealing elections with money from foreign interests coming in little $150 batches, which means you don't have to report who you are or who you work for, who your employer is, your Social Security number, or where you get the money from. Democrats are stealing elections with foreign money that they do favors for China and for the Mexican drug cartel by leaving the border open.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Free.